Good evening to everyone. I want to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. What an outstanding and exciting call we have lined up for you guys tonight. I know I'm flat out fired up about our featured guest speaker, but, you know, guys, we're fortunate this week to have a full week to close the month out strong. I encourage you guys that might be just on the fence as far as getting your last few players club points in or getting promoted to that next level or reaching that goal that you set for yourself. We've got the entire week to really bear down and to achieve each and every one of those goals. And at the very minimum, everyone on this call should strive to get into players club this month. It's truly a very achievable goal for each and every one of you, and I encourage you all and stretch you for each and every one of you to really buckle down and close this month out strong and make sure you get those Players Club points kicked in. And on a personal note, I'd like to say that my son's football team is still undefeated. We just had a 34-0 victory tonight. So they're doing great things, and I think it's all due to superior coaching. But to get things kicked off, I'm just playing around, guys. We're going to get serious and get into the call right now. But so to get things kicked off, I'm going to go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to Platinum 2 Executive Director, Millionaire Club Member, six-figure income earner. But most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy, and I'm also excited about all the great things happening within our company, Legal Shield. And I want to go ahead and encourage everyone to go ahead and get registered for the Oklahoma City Convention. You know, it's just around the corner. It seems like it pops up very regular. But anyone that writes 20 memberships between now and the end of the year, of course, can get in for free. And I'm going to go ahead and put a little tidbit out there. We're going to have an especially exciting breakout session in Oklahoma City. We've got some new exciting things we're going to be doing there. So make sure and get plugged in to that event. And, of course, when I give you the information, which will be coming out shortly, we'll get you signed up for the breakout. But to kick things off and to introduce tonight's special corporate guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member now leading the national expansion of our company and our More Success Team for the past 27 years, and that's Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on, Mr. Moore?
Loud and clear, Randy. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir. Welcome to the call.
Well, first thing, Randy, I want to thank everybody that's been praying for me. I did have a rough week, but those rough days are behind and everything. Just like with Legal Shield, everything's rosy in the future. We just got to go out there, get a hold of it, hang to it. I'm glad you, Jeremy, and myself got registered very early for the Oklahoma City Convention. And like you said, I encourage everyone to get registered. If they go ahead and pay up, I'm sure the company will figure out some way to give them a free ticket or something. But get registered, folks. That's the important thing. Let them know you're in the game. My wife always says, you can't win if you don't play. Let's play this game for its utmost, because things are just getting better and better and better. You know, I've been at this 27 years, starting my 28th year, and I've never seen a better opportunity for our team than now. It's time that our team can step up and be recognized as a power within Legal Shield, Randy, and that we've got some great people and they're just coming on daily. Recruiting's going up. But, you know, tonight we have a fellow on the call, Randy, that I highly respect. I guess I check people out too much, but he's got high moral standards. He's fair in his dealings, and he's willing to step out there and just step out there and get in the middle of it. You know, you can't win the fight if you don't step in the ring. But this guy steps in the ring. He's been with Prepaid for 12 years. He's a former group vice president, platinum executive director, millionaire club member, $250,000 ring earner. He's a host of the corporate leadership show and group marketing call on Mondays. And, you know, he's got a great, great family. He's a good Christian. And I tell you, we're fortunate. We're very fortunate at this time in the history of Legal Shield to have this gentleman leading it. And I want to thank him right up front. I want to thank him for taking his time. Mr. Tony Petrell.
Thank you very much, Ken Moore. Man, you are a legend. And you are a good friend of mine, so I just am honored to have you introduce me. Thank you so much. And
hey, Tony, legend just means I'm old, right?
I didn't say that, sir. You said that.
My wife does. Okay, thank you, Tony.
You're wiser than me. I didn't say older, but you are older, so you're older and wiser than me. But, again, thanks again, Randy and Jeremy. Jeremy, it was good talking to you earlier today, so just love your team, More Success Team, and I look forward to seeing everyone in my travels. Ladies and gentlemen, everyone that's out there, I heard Jimmy Parrish, my good buddy, on the line too. Jimmy's, you know, number two in the country, and he's got a heck of a year going on. And And boy, there's just so many great things that are happening in this company. And Harold Pinson heard you too. And I just thank you all so much for having me on the line. I'm honored to share with you a little bit tonight. And I'm not going to take a lot of time. I want to go ahead and just get to a few points that I wanted to cover, and then really kind of go back to you, Ken, see if you have any questions for me. If any of Jeremy or Randy or anyone has questions for me, and then we can, let you take the call back over. But, I think what I wanted to do is just share with you a little bit about my story, because I think that it's important for people to know that, I am vice president of sales, but I've been in the field. So if I tell you my story, there's a couple of reasons for that. Number one, you can appreciate who I am and what I'm doing and where I am and ability to help you out in the marketplace. And number two, you can use my story to recruit. You can use my story to help motivate your team to stay in the game. But I grew up in Flint, Michigan. I come from 10 kids. So I got 9 brothers and sisters. And my dad was a police officer. My mom was pregnant for about 20 years. I mean, she did 10 kids, just had one or getting ready to have another one. So, I mean, we just didn't have a lot of money when you're living on a policeman's salary and you got 10 kids running around. But fought my way through school. I didn't do too good in terms of my grades, but I fought my way through and got it done. Today, I'm sure I'd be labeled ADD and I was class clown, which just means that I was trying to make people laugh and not doing all my homework that I should have. I fought my way, though. I went to a college right there and university right there in Flint, Michigan, until I could save up money to go away. I graduated from Michigan State University, got a degree in advertising, which means I never went into advertising. So if you know anyone who falls into those categories so far, you can tell my story real, real simply. I went into the insurance industry. I sold life insurance, did that for about 8 years. I was a struggling insurance agent. Still couldn't figure out what I want to be when I grow up. I left that industry. I found the auto industry to be a product specialist. I would go into car dealerships and do training, and I saw 48 states. And, 1 year I was in hotel rooms 250 nights, and, that gets old pretty quick. But it kind of got me ready for my travel schedule that I have now with Legal Shield. And then after that, a guy on my touch football team invited me out to take a look at our company. I really didn't know what I was doing. I didn't do anything for 11 months until finally I decided, all right, I'm going to make a commitment to this thing. I've paid the money to become an associate. I've been paying on the membership, and it's time for me to see if I can make any money with this company. So I showed the membership to my father-in-law. He deliberated, looked it through, researched our company, read the membership contract. I mean, I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but I had my first sale just sit there and, question me up and down, left and right, take a look, had to get a copy of the contract, my own personal membership contract that they mailed me as a member, and he reviewed that, and then he looked at the company and took a look at our stock. At the time we were on the American Stock Exchange, he said, you have one of the best P.E. ratios in the whole stock, in the world of the stock markets, American and the New York Stock Exchange combined, and I looked at him, this is my father-in-law, and I said, of course I know that. You think that I would admire your daughter if I didn't know that we had the best P.E. ratio? And, of course, I thought P.E. meant phys ed, which I took in high school. But I played along, and he said, this is probably one of the best values in America. He paid the whole year up front. And I drove home with my wife. I said, man, if I can sell this to your dad, I can sell this to anyone, because he's Mr. Skeptic. And he also did all the research for me. I went by my gut, and he went by his brain and took a look at everything six ways sideways. So, first month that I actually marketed membership, showed it to a few people, I made $200, made 2 sales, and then a few hundred bucks the next month, a few $1,000 the next month, and about our fifth month, we decided to go full-time. We hit director, and we took off. And after about our second year, we've averaged about 5 figures a month from there on out. The challenges that we went through are this, though. When I saw our company, when I took a look at the opportunity with our company, I was about $47,000 in credit card debt, and I had no retirement plan. My little brother had about $500,000 in his 401k or so, and so here I am, and I'm sure it's a 201k now, but here I am, in my mid-30s with no money, no goals, no direction, a bunch of debt, and I was just looking for something. And so if you know anyone that falls into that category, I've been in sales. I've had some success here and there, but I hadn't stocked away any money. And, boy, when I saw residual income, that spoke volumes to me. You know, I've been in sales 25 years, but the last 12 years with Legal Shield, I've been smart. So I know that I had the opportunity to do three things that the insurance industry taught me. The first one is commission sales. There's an unlimited ceiling. You can make, you know, our best month was over $52,000. So whether you're white, black, young, old, educated, uneducated, male, female, Hispanic, Indian, doesn't matter. If you bring value to the marketplace, they'll pay you accordingly. You bring a ton of value, you're going to pay a ton of money. And so the commission sales has an unlimited ceiling, you know. And the second thing I learned in terms of this compensation plan, I also learned in the insurance industry was overrides. My general agent in the insurance industry was constantly recruiting new agents, and he knew that he got overrides off of what they marketed. And the third way that we get paid is the same way that that general agent gets paid. He got commissions when he sold a life insurance policy. He got overrides off of anyone that in his agency that sold a life insurance policy. But here's the kicker. He got paid a renewal on everything that he sold, and he got a renewal on everything that his team sold, year after year after year. Are you ready for this? Even when they quit. And I quit. I left that agency, and he's still getting paid on the life insurance I sold people over 20 years ago. So same opportunity here. If someone on your team quits, but they marketed a membership, that membership sticks in the books, you can keep getting paid year after year after year. I mean, that is a smart business model. Now, I'm not that bad in the world of Legal Shield. I've sold 6,000 memberships. My team sold about 50,000 memberships, so they've outsold me a ton. You know, and I like that leverage. I like the idea of marketing memberships myself, but I like leverage also. And I'm also, you know, had some adversity in terms of people telling me no. I have not one of my nine brothers and sisters are in business with me. Not one of the nine own the membership. Not one of the 26 nieces and nephews that I have own the membership or, you know, are active in the business with me. So if your friends and family have said no, welcome to the world of Legal Shield. You know, welcome to direct selling, you know, welcome to that whole world. I'm familiar with it. So I just wanted to kind of lay that out there because I think there's so many nuggets. I didn't do anything for 11 months, but then again, once I got going, I got going. And there was one 24-month period where they paid us over $500,000 in a 24-month period, rather, over the course of 2 years. I mean, you got the $250,000 ring, and I mean, I'm just sitting there thinking, man, I didn't have a boss telling me when I can go to the bathroom, when I can take a break, when I can go to lunch, when I got to take vacation, what I'm worth. No one told me that. I work from home. You know, and I looked at my dream board the other day. My dream board is here. I live down in Florida. I moved from Michigan back in February. We ended up selling that house in Michigan. We love it so much down here. We'll probably get another place somewhere in the U.S. We don't know where, but we got a place down here in Florida on a little island in the Gulf of Mexico. And I looked at my dream board that I put together about 10 years ago, Mr. Moore, and there is a picture of a man with a little kid on his shoulders and across his chest that says fatherhood. And I made that dream board 10 years ago, and I did not have my 6-year-old boy then. But I knew that I wanted time freedom to be able to spend time with my family, whether it's one boy, one girl, or, you know, 10 kids myself. Well, we got our one son. He just started kindergarten. And you know what else I noticed on that dream board? There's about 15 pictures of the ocean or big bodies of water and beach. 15 different pictures on that dream board. And here I am living on an island in the Gulf of Mexico now. And so your subliminal works so strongly, ladies and gentlemen, on what you throw out there and what you say. You know, words are power and they're things. And I just challenge you to, you know, either believe the world's lies or to believe your Creator's promises. And I took the promises. I wanted to be a victim. I mean, not a victor instead of a victim. You know, you take the letters V-I-C-T, and then you're either going to put or, you're a victor, or I am victim, and I'm a victor. So I just took that, and Mr. Stonecipher was probably my number one mentor in the 12 years I've been with the company. And one time I was having challenges. We've had ups and downs, you know, in the world of Legal Shield. But I remember one time, Mr. Stonecipher, I was thinking, I haven't broken through. I want to go to the next level, make it a good income. But, you know, I mean, there's plenty of people, you know, because my wife was staying at home. There's plenty of people who have two jobs. You know, they're each making $50,000 or she's making $60,000, he's making $40,000. They're making $100,000 a year or plus. But I just want to break over that. I want to break through it. Mr. Stonecipher read Ken, if you remember this, Mr. Stonesaver was reading an article for, I think it was from Parade Magazine in a newspaper, and he said, here's an article that says you need to cut back on vacations, you need to cut back on spending, you need to stop buying so many shoes, you need to start buying used cars, you can't spend all this money, quit buying so many groceries and all this stuff. And he said, times are tough, you got to cut back and quit it and stop it. And he said, man, I'm just amazed that nowhere in this article does it say make more money. Why doesn't it say start your own business and make more money? And I thought to myself, that is my man, Mr. Stonesaifer. That is just that's the paradigm shift. That's thinking outside the box, and that's why he's my mentor, and he will always be considered my mentor. You know, and then I hear about the trainings that the great Wilburn Smith, you know, continue to give us about how to ask for referrals and to do the T method, someone across from you, next to you, to the right and the left of you, and to ask for referrals all the time and to set activity goals and to set income goals. Mr. Stonesaifer, Mr. Smith taught me that. And Kenneth Moore, you, of course, always said faith, family, and then business, you know, faith, family, finances, if you use the three F's. And that's just great. I appreciate everything that you've done for our company. And I just want to kind of, you know, that's my story. Now here I am, the vice president of sales. Rip Mason gave me a call and threw me for a loop. You know, here I was living in the Gulf of Mexico, working about 20 hours a week, making a couple $100,000 a year. And he said, I'd like you to step it up, and we'll pay you a salary. And I said, well, how much is the salary? And they said, oh, about 20% of what Rob Beth makes, or, you know, 20% of what Michael Humes makes. And I thought, why would I do that? I mean, I've got a pretty good thing here. I'm working X amount of, you know, 20 hours a week, part-time, whatever. I got the business. I built it to where it is, and so, you know, for the time freedom. And then Mr. Mason, Rip Mason, said, you know, Tony, I really think we can take this company to the next level, and we need someone who's been in the field, someone who understands retention, someone who understands marketing membership, someone who knows how to build a team, and there's not that many people who've done that. So I'm honored to be the vice president of sales. It's the first time I'm going to have a W-2 as an adult, but I work for you, so that's a good thing. If I had to have a job, I'd rather have y'all as my boss, and that's the way it is. On a leadership call today, I talked about taking a stand. If someone comes into your household and starts bad-mouthing you and your family, I know you're going to stand up. I know you're going to throw them out of your house. You have to. If they start jeopardizing or hurting or trying to, you know, take advantage of your family, I know that you're going to stand up as a leader in your household. You're going to throw them out. You're going to take a stand, tell them that they're lying, probably throw them out literally with your hands. If not verbally, just escort them out the door. And I'm telling you, that's what we need to do with this opportunity. We need to protect the opportunity, protect our teams, protect the associates, protect all of Legal Shield, because there's people out there that would like to, you know, like to trip you up, whether it's just your friends and family who don't know any better and they don't understand how they're hurting you, or whether it's someone else really coming at you hard. I'm telling you, this company is alive and well. I am so excited about what's happening this week in the world of Legal Shield. For me, I'll be in Dallas Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'll be at the briefing in Dallas tomorrow night. Dave Civola speaking at that Dallas event. And then I'll be heading up Thursday afternoon to Oklahoma City to do a Thursday night briefing, a Friday lunch in Oklahoma City, and then a Super Saturday up in Tulsa with Jim Shelby and Herman Lewitt and those guys. It's such a great opportunity up there. So if you know anyone in that area, get them out. Let me help you recruit them and come on board. Like I said on the call today, I'm excited about where the company's going in terms of tools. We'll be working and finalizing some things for group tools. We're having a meeting in terms of a couple other things that we're going to be rolling out and taking a look at this week, some things I just can't share with you now, but it's pretty exciting that Rip Mason and Alan Ferney are thinking outside the box again on how we can increase sales and make it easier, really, for the associates to get more sales out there. So I'll turn it back to you, Ken Moore. I appreciate you. I'm wide open to have some questions answered today, and I appreciate it.
You know, Tony, I really appreciate the stand you're taking. I'm pretty partial to this company. I was at this company when Wilbur and I was the only two full-time people left out in the field, period. I was with this company when 1,000 apps in a month was just a whole lot of sales. I was with this company when we ran out of brochures and sold for one whole week off of Polaroid shots. I was just with this company when Harlan couldn't even borrow $1 million. And I've been with this company a long time, and I like where it's going. I know the struggles it's been through, and I resent anybody, anytime, saying anything bad about a company that I helped build. And I tell you what, Mr. Stonesaifer is still so very proud of this company. He respects you high. Tony Petrell, as you know, he and I are not just business partners. We've been friends a long, long time, and no one worked closer to Wilburn Smith out in the field for many, many years than I have. And I tell you what, I will not see the work that they went through and everything go down the drain. If I have to work my fingers to the bone and my team's on board, they're on board 1,000%. They're out there getting it, and they're going to get it even more. And I'm so proud of Jeremy and so proud of Randy standing up. I'm proud of her family, but I'm proud of her family in prepaid, Tony. I'm not supposed to be the one speaking, so I better shut up. But I'm highly excited about the opportunity we have now because I wanted to point out those old times to what we've got now. My Lord, folks, we got the golden goose here. Let's don't kill it. Let's just keep laying those eggs. We got the golden goose. And I want to feed that goose. I want to keep it fat and well, Tony. I'm sorry I'll turn it to Randy, Tony, but, boy, we appreciate you. We appreciate your leadership. We appreciate your enthusiasm. We appreciate the goals you've got in mind. And, you know, I've took a liking to Alan Rip, and I don't say that unless I really mean it, but I've had some downtime with both of them, and I found them to be honorable gentlemen and truthful, and I appreciate that. Randy?
Tony, I didn't realize that your dad was a police officer. Of course, you know my background was in law enforcement, so I have a whole lot of respect for you and, of course, the way you were raised. But I also have another millionaire club member from the state of Virginia on the call, and he may have a comment or two you'd like, and that's Mr. Jeff Hughes. Jeff, are you on?
Yes, sir.
Go right ahead, sir.
As always, I love to hear you talk. So thank you much for being on the call again tonight.
There's my friend Jeff Hughes and Cindy. It's great having you on here. I got your emails that you sent me today, Jeff. It's just I'm so glad, man. What's it been? About 8, 9 years that we've been talking. I remember the first time you came out to dinner in Michigan when we were hosting you a Super Saturday, and you spoke, and we've been friends ever since. So my pleasure. My pleasure to be on.
Well, good deal. Well, I just want to I want to talk about going back to basics. I recruited a young lady up here in Virginia about a year ago, and partly her, partly me. She got to manager, but then she kind of hung around the deal, I guess is the way you would say it. But after the rollout of the new logo and all the information we brought back from convention in Dallas, she decided to go to work. And so last week, she came to the business briefing and she brought 3 guests. And when the briefing was over, all 3 guests decided to get started with their business. And so we gave them some things to do this week, make a list, start sorting through the list, started, prospecting. That's setting your goal. It's try to have 3 people here next week. And when I come back on Monday, just have 3 guests each. Well, they didn't know. They just did what they were told. They went to work. This young lady that had 12 people that came with her to the business briefing tonight total. When the meeting was over, we did a circle up. And took about half the room, and we did the same thing with them. Said, let's go ahead and get started with your business. And it's going to be easy. We're going to make a list, sort through, figure out who you can go and expose, and we'll use the website and the new 3-minute video, and we'll find people that are interested. And so next week, your goal is to come back with 3 people each. And it was so fun to see that happen, and I expect next week we'll probably take over the room. But that's how Cindy and I started our business. We brought my 3 brothers, Mike, David, and Chris, to a briefing. The briefing was over. I said, let's all get guests next week. We had 9 guests the next week. The next week we came back, we took over the room. We had like 30 people from our little teams. It was a team that didn't even exist in pre-tape 2 weeks before. Now there's 30 people in the room. And it's just nothing like the basics of this Legal Shield business model. It's as simple as once you find out that you like it and you know you're going to recommend it, start marketing the membership, and the people that are into the membership, start recruiting those people. And using your business briefing, going from week to week, from building from event to event to event, your team should continue to grow. And what was so cool to see tonight was to see this team exploding. I mean, to see those exponential numbers start to kick in. I'll have to report back next week how big the team grows to. We're all 3 people away from an explosion. I think we all think that we have to wait for the planets to line up or something, or till we know everything, or till the company comes out with a new marketing tool, or whatever it is that we're waiting for. What everybody in this call needs tonight, I don't care if it's from Ken Moore down to the brand new associate on the call, we all need 3 new people. If we have 3 new people start our business tonight, they keep us busy all week, and if they could get 3 people on their team next week, we'd be so busy next week we wouldn't know what to do. So that's kind of what I wanted to share with you guys tonight. This business is a blast when you stay in the basics and let the numbers take care of themselves. So I'll kick it back to you, Mr. Moore.
Well, thank you, Mr. Hughes, for being on, and I just wanted to, I wanted you to be able to speak in front of Mr. Petrill tonight, and I know how much you think of him. We've talked many times since, Tony, that you've taken over Vice President of Sales, and we just, you know, we just don't think they could have picked any better person than you because you've been out there and you've done it. You're fair, you're impartial, and you're willing to do what it takes. So, Mr. Petrill, again, I want to thank you for being on the call. I want to thank you for your leadership and your guidance and your enthusiasm. And what a great job you're doing on those Monday morning calls. How important is it, do you think, to have people get on those leadership calls?
Well, I mean, that's the connection. I mean, to be on the team calls like tonight and to be on the leadership call, you know, I mean, that's to me, that's it. I mean, why in the world? Oh, boy. I mean, I like living on an island, but I don't want to be an island. You know what I mean? I like being around people, and I don't want to, you know, in no way would I want to try and do this thing without the support that is put out by the corporate office. And so, you know, when we bring someone on to, you know, we brought someone onto the team, and, of course, I moved my team under my wife. I can't recruit anyone anymore. I really don't do much with my team. I'm so, you know, praise the Lord that they've all risen up and, you know, that we have leaders on the team that can handle the conference calls. But, I mean, when someone come on our team and they wanted to do group, you know, we would focus them on the group conference call. And then if they wanted to get into to building the team, then we'd get on the leadership call, too. And it's just not that tough, you know, in terms of that. But, I mean, you just mentioned a promotion today. Randy, you just mentioned the fact that, you know, that you can get your ticket to the convention paid for. You know, and that was announced on the leadership call. We sent out an email, but it's, I don't know. I'm the type of person that it helps me when I hear things and see things instead of just read it. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's in one ear and out the other, or in one eye and out the other if I'm reading the email. So I think that it's lifeblood of the business, and I think that really if you're not having your team on the call, ladies and gentlemen, you're just kind of missing it. And sometimes it's just missing the ball by that much that causes you to foul it off and never get a good hit. So I think they're paramount.
Well, I'm just so excited. I love your little phrases like the one band, one sound. Can you just sort of, you know, I understand what that means. Just sort of go over what you're talking to everybody on the call tonight when you say that.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's funny. I figured if you were going to throw it back to me one more time, I wanted to end it with that. I wanted to end it with one band, one sound. And that's basically, you know, when you have a band, and when I show the clip of the movie Drumline, and you can find it on YouTube, Drumline, The Confrontation. It's about 5 minutes. But the point of it is this. When one of us sounds bad, we all sound bad. When one of us looks bad, we all look bad. And if you try and make someone look bad, you look worse. So if you look across at the business briefing and you say, oh, well, that's someone on that team, or they run their business this way or that way, look at, you know, they play this music at that business briefing, or they do this at that Super Saturday. As far as I'm concerned, you're either part of the problem or part of the solution. So just be part of the solution. When, you know, talk to someone. I'm always amazed when someone says, you know, yeah, they always have the same speakers at the briefing. Because I've been in the briefing, man. I mean, I for 12 years I was in the field. I was a fast start trainer. I did about 300 fast start trainings myself. I did group schools, Super Saturdays, APTs. I've done it all. No one showed up on my PBR when I first had one when I came on board. Second PBR I had. One person showed up, but she was an hour late, and she said no. So, I mean, I've been there. I've paid for rooms when only three people showed, and the room cost $100. You know, but if I know what it's like, but you can give someone a look, and it just shot the whole marketplace because you just didn't work together. You know, and your mom told you probably, I mean, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. It's the same thing with looking and acting. You know, sometimes you don't even have to say a word because your actions speak so loud. And so I just think that we can do better. I've seen you in the marketplace. I know what God put inside of you, and I know that we can really, really, really work together and talk out, you know, any challenges that might be happening out in the marketplace because we're too good for this, the opportunity's too good for this, and you're too good for this. So that's what I'm saying, Randy. There's no need to ever try and make anyone look bad. There's no need to think, well, that's them. No, it's not them, a group. It's not them on that team. It's not them in that area of the country. It's we, Legal Shield. That's what it is. All of us.
Well, that's great information, and I know you've mentioned this a couple of times. In fact, I heard it again this morning, but the theme of the Oklahoma City Convention, we sort of started out the call talking about that just a little bit, is coming back home. What do you really mean by that?
Well, just come on home. I mean, you know where it all started. You know, it started in Oklahoma. And you also know, you know, come on home to really the work ethic that Mr.
Stone Cypher and your dad, Ken Moore, started, Wilburn Smith and Rick Haney and all the legends that, at our company. And I, you know, it's funny, I'll throw in my analogy of the Detroit Pistons. When they won an NBA championship, they didn't have really a big superstar, you know. They didn't have Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant or, you know, and, you know, they played the Los Angeles Lakers who had Kobe Bryant, arguably one of the greatest ever, and Shaquille O'Neal, arguably the biggest, best big man in the game ever in the history of the world. And here we are, just five ragtag guys running out on that court, the Detroit Pistons, and they won the national championship, the NBA, you know, the national or the world championship, the NBA. And you know what their advertisement was? It was going back to work, and it had pictures of all of them with hard hats on, because they were the guys who were just going to work it out every night. And when they would make a good play on the court, they'd play that whistle, like you'd hear, you know, Fred Flintstone, or at the end of the day, whoo, going back to work, and it was the Pistons. That's kind of where we are right now, man. It's the fall. This is the best time of every aspect of Legal Shield. It's time to go back to work. Back to the basics, as Jeff Hughes just said, and also come on home. Come on home to where we started it all. Come on home to that convention. Watch what happens. We're going to be, you know, not quite a year, but we're going to be a good 8 months plus into Legal Shield in terms of the branding, rebranding, and changes. And it's going to be a good opportunity for you to be able to see where we take it to the next level in the next convention. So that's in April. Make sure you pre-register now, and then you can get your ticket for free, obviously, when you market 20 legal plans between now and the end of the year.
Well, Mr. Petrillo, I respect you so much. I appreciate you taking – I know you've got a huge schedule. I'm just everywhere, all over the map, but taking a few minutes out to be with our team tonight, our More Success team, appreciate your time. And I'm going to turn the call back over to Mr. Morty and Nicole. Thank you for being on, sir.
I'd just like to say one thing to Tony. Tony, you know, I've got people on my team like Linda Bowden. We were speaking of you today, 24 years. Harold Pinson, soon be 22 years. And I have a lot of people like that, and we've got together, and we value what you bring to the table. We feel among our key members, like Jeff Hughes on the call tonight, to Peterman, a whole bunch of other people, I can't just start naming them all. We feel like you are what we've been waiting for a while now. And we're with you all the way. We're with Legal Shield all the way. We're not just coming home. We're here to stay.
I appreciate that, sir. Thank you. It's my honor.
Thank you for being on the call tonight. God bless you.
You too.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know how we always end our call the same way. Put God first, your family second, put Legal Shield third. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.